Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few carefully chosen words about how horrible a week it was for old white racists. How bad of a week? Bowling ball dropped on your toe bad. Brazilian soccer stampede bad. Donald Trump testifying at your rent hearing bad. First, Cliven Bundy, the Nevada rancher who patriotically refuses to pay grazing rights on government land, stretched his 15 minutes of fame a few seconds too long by lecturing a New York Times reporter with, "I want to tell you what I know about the Negro." What followed was a wonderful performance piece from an 1870s traveling minstrel show, but the grizzled xenophobe denied any ironic context, and his right-wing militia supporters disappeared like dew on the sun. Then, the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers was subject of an anonymous recording which made Mr. Bundy sound like a recipient of the NAACP Lifetime Achievement Award. The revelations forced the NBA to ban Donald Sterling from attending any games or entering any Clipper facility or participating in any business decisions for the Clippers or the NBA. For life. He's even prohibited from using the word Clippers. So now the Sterling household will only stock nail trimmers in their medicine cabinet. For life. Hope the guy lives to be 110. Personally, I don't understand prejudice. If you take the time to get to know someone, you'll discover 1,000 reasons to loathe and despise them on an individual basis. Prejudiced people are just plain lazy. Besides, this whole black-white thing is ridiculous. I ain't white. I'm an off-white. I'm beige, tawny, ecru, desert stone. And no one's really black. If they were really black, they'd be absorbing light. We keep bumping into each other. Hell, the NBA Finals would be a blur. And there's David Lee and a bunch of other guys. I have no idea what's... It's up, it's in. Yes. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.